Happy Thanksgiving, on a promise of a Messiah through Jeremiah and Mark. The prophet Jeremiah has declared to the people of God that even in their torment during the exile by the Babylonians, God has not forgotten his people and will raise up a king for the throne from the line of David. He also says the line of the Levitical priests will continue as well. God has more than one way to save the people, and if it takes the branch from King David and the Levitical priests to save all God's creation, God will do it. Who can say what God cannot do? The people of Judah are in just as much trouble as the children of Israel. The kings have been worshiping false gods and idols long enough, and God appears silent in his lack of protection for them. The horrible practices of the people were not only destroying the leadership with God, but they were also destroying the earth. Some say the exile was for the best in order to let the land rest and to give the people an opportunity to repent and turn back to God. All the people need to find their way back to the God of creation, and this is one way to begin. Jeremiah comes to them to let them know that God has not let them go, but will send a Messiah to bring all people to God. It is a promise for more than just Israel. It is a promise to all nations and to the earth and sea and sky. God has a bigger picture of what his covenant with Abraham was. It is God who comes to us with his promise of life. It is God who shows his love by sending us and all people the Messiah and the law of God. It is in the law that we see our sin, and in the grace of God that we see his power of redemption. When the people of Judah and Israel turn to false gods and idols, it only appears as if God has left them alone. God still loves them and will not leave them. God waits for the people to turn back. Today we can say it feels like God is not with us and has left us with all the trouble in our country, but it might just be that we have turned to false gods and idols. Wealth and power, self-serving lifestyles, hatred are the norm among people, and there seems to be no place for God in our lives. We do not find relief in the choices we make, and yet we blame God for not listening to our plea. If we continue to worship the wrong gods and put our faith in our own righteousness, God will seem silent to us. It is God who longs for creation to turn back to God. It is God who seeks us and is trying to restore the relationship with all nations. God so loved the world that he came to us in the Messiah he promises to the people through the prophet Jeremiah. It is God's amazing grace that saves us from our sinful lives. We are no different today than the people of God were that Jeremiah spoke to. We turn from God to the false gods of today when we choose work and play over family, when we choose fame and fortune over love of our neighbor, when we look for ways that only help ourselves instead of seeking justice for the weak and the violated. These are the ways we turn away from God, and yet God still waits for us. When we turn back to God, we will start loving our neighbor by lifting up the needs of those who are in need. When we show justice